Number 13. So how do we know when we cross the truth? 13. Someone's asking, why did I pick 13? That's an unlucky number. Well, I don't know when 13 got the bad rap and became the mongrel of numerology. It's never done me wrong, 13. In fact, 13 has been a pretty lucky number for me, and I want to tell you how. I've always taken these 21-day trips by myself to far-off places where I usually don't know the language and nobody knows my name. They're adventures, one, but they're also a purge. All right, they're a cleanse for me. They're like a 21-day fast from attention, from all the things I have in my well-appointed life. They're a check-out so I can check in with me, see how I'm doing, be forced to be my own and my only company, to have a look in my mirror. And we all know what can happen when we do that. Sometimes we do not like what we see. Well, in 1996, right after I got famous from a film I did called A Time to Kill, I headed out on one of these 21-day walkabouts, and this time to the jungles and the mountains of Peru. The sudden fame that I'd just gotten was somewhat unbalancing. My face was everywhere. Everyone wanted a piece of me. People I'd never met were swearing that they loved me. Everywhere I went, there I was on a billboard, a magazine cover. It was just weird overall. You know, I was asking myself, what's the reality in this and what's the bullshit? Did I deserve all this? These were all questions I was asking myself. Well, who was I was another. Now, there's always an initiation period with these trips. An amount of time that it takes for the place to initiate the traveler. The time it takes to disconnect from the world that we just left and become completely present in the one we are traveling in. Now for me, that initiation period usually lasts about 13 days. 13 hellish days until I am out of my own way. And after that, the whole trip is really fun and smooth sailing.